Welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable, serving disabled veterans in rural America with partner Veteran Clinic at the University of Missouri School of Law. October is Breast Cancer and National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and today is Saturday, October 24th, 2020. Our host is Cliff Kelly, and I'm the co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold, executive producer Glenda Smith, digital media producer Manny Carazzari, and assistant digital media producer Al Greer. Today's topic is going to be a discussion involving providing assistance to veterans located in remote and rural areas. And we have two excellent panelists to discuss this with us. The first is Brent G. Filbert, a Pentagon U.S. Navy veteran, professor, and clinical director at the University of Missouri School of Law. It's even hard to say that, never mind do all of those things. We also have Maria Rodriguez Alcala. She is the County Engagement Specialist position with the University of Missouri Extension in Southwest Missouri. And Maria actually has her BS degree in Agricultural and Economics from Texas A&M University, her MS in Applied Economics, and her PhD in Sustainable Development, and that's from the University of Missouri. She currently holds a County Engagement Specialist position with the University of Missouri Extension in Southwest Missouri. Welcome to both of you. This is going to be an exciting discussion. And I will start off with Brent. Why don't you lead us off? And then, Maria, please tell us all about this program.
Sure. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity again to talk with you all. It's always a pleasure. And yes, so today we have something a little different because on the previous shows, we've had primarily people who are involved in the legal aspects of helping lawyers through disability compensation cases and appeals and discharge upgrades. But today's show is a little different because Maria is really a person who's on the ground in rural parts of the country helping veterans. And that is in ways that really aren't so much what lawyers do, but what somebody who is meeting veterans, working with veterans organizations, and connecting them with the assistance that they need. So it's a really very much a different perspective. And Maria has been extremely successful in what she does in Southwest Missouri. But in my view, it really translates to rural places throughout the country. So I thought it'd be great to have her on to talk about her background, her experiences, which are unique, and then what she does to help veterans in those remote and rural areas get the assistance and support that they really need because they deserve it, they've earned it, and they're in unique positions where they really do need help in a lot of situations. So that's why I invited Maria to come on the show and talk about what she does.
Thank you, Brent. And, you know, one of the things is that we have at least 36% of our veterans living in rural areas, and sometimes it's not really recognized or thought about. So, Maria, please lead us into this discussion and give us a view of what you do and why it's so important.
Yeah, so, so I work for the extension branch of the university, and basically our job is to bridge what the university has to offer across the state of Missouri. We have an office in every county, and so that's how we are able to have people on the ground that are closer to those rural residents, including the veterans, of course, across the state. And the university is very, it's big. We have four branches across the state. And so, and there are a lot of programs that target veterans. And then we have programs that are just general that may also be appealing to veterans. So our job is to try to identify what are the needs in those communities and what are the needs of those veterans, and then try to bridge that with what is it that we have to offer and promote that and try to connect those services to those veterans.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And especially now, you know, with the COVID-19 happening. But before that, you know, veterans who were living in rural areas, it was kind of a difficult time transportation-wise or connecting with people and having them come in for services. So, you know, I know there's telehealth and those kinds of things going on now, but how has that affected the legal services and how you're actually, interacting with these veterans?
Well, with the Tigers for Troops that Brent's office offers, basically we piloted last year a kind of a telehealth, but this was a tele-legal assistance.
Yes. Yes.
So basically it is an easier way to have all the team in the main campus where the team can have access to all the things that they need there and also more people that can participate. We also have students that do conduct the research for these legal cases, and so they're able to be more involved and have more students there rather than having to travel many hours all the way to where we are. And then what our office does is recruit those veterans, and then they come into our office. We scan their documents, whatever the law school may need for them, and then we set them up through a video conference where they can meet with the legal team rather than them having to go all the way to Columbia. From here, it's about a four-hour drive, or say from for the team to come all the way here.
Yes. And what are some of the, well, you have urban environments and you have rural environments. What are some of the special obstacles or problems you see with veterans who are living in rural areas as far as some of their needs as opposed to someone who's in an urban environment?
Yeah. The biggest challenge that we have right now in rural Missouri is the access to broadband. We have about a million people in the state who don't have access to broadband, and the state is working hard now to improve that. So a lot of the veterans that live in my area actually don't have very good connection, and sometimes that's not just internet, it's also cell phone. So that's one barrier. Another barrier is transportation. And, of course, sometimes you have to go the extra mile. A couple of weeks ago I had to go. I had one of my partners who had to drive to one of the veterans' home to go get something signed that we needed to move the case forward. And then I would say also another challenge that we face that I see very commonly is many veterans who live in rural areas are very much to themselves. They don't like to ask for help. So reaching them, it's particularly a challenge. But once they get to know and they trust the organization is offering, if they have referrals from say knowing that Extension is a source they can trust, then that changes the situation and we start getting more calls and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe a little bit about what types of services you offer? You know what things that they need? Yeah.
Yes. So for us, one of the main things that I particularly have participated in is the Tigers for Troops. But we also have veterans who have participated in our workshops that where we help them build what's called a high tunnel. Those are kind of simpler forms of greenhouses. I work with Lincoln University in serving veterans in that area and some other underserved populations in our region. Then when they call my office, if we don't offer that kind of service, I'm also try to keep a good track of all the other organizations that offer services in our area so that I can direct them to where they need to go. Some of them are legal services that our clinic does not offer. Others, a big one right now is mental illness. We do have a lot of courses that we're offering in to help people with mental illnesses, and particularly during COVID, that has gone up. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of them are online right now, some of them in person, hopefully when things get better, but we're starting to go back into hybrid forms. So, again, the things that we have in terms of the university are innumerous, but the big ones right now are things with mental illness, the legal situation, if they need to access health care. So if they don't have access to healthcare, then or they will have issues with other kinds of services with mental illnesses as well.
Yeah, and I can imagine it would be especially. And one of the things that broke my heart was one veteran that actually had lost both legs and his right arm, and he was a farmer. And he came mm-hmm. back, and he was in a rural community, and his wife was working three jobs, you know, to try to keep the family together. And I mean, it's just breaking my heart every time I think about it. So what about, you know, those veterans with disabilities in the rural areas, because they may need some special services or access to certain things that they need to actually function?
Yeah, and that's where our partners are key, because we can't do it all and we don't offer everything, but it is extremely important when you work with a population like this that you do have good partnerships. Because if you have a particular need for a veteran, you're going to have to go out of your way to try to help in whatever is needed. And if you don't have that, then you will have to find that person. Otherwise, you're adding one more thing to that frustration that kind of accumulates. And then, again, goes back to the mental illness I talked. So you may have some physical disabilities, but if the veteran feels that, that the people that he's or she's calling, then they're not getting to what they needs, then you're not really doing your job if you can't connect that person to those needs. So the partnerships are key when it comes to that, I think.
Oh, yes, yeah. And then we, you know, with the COVID-19, you were mentioning it, and you know, with the suicidality, you know, that that number is going up, and also the number of deaths from opioid abuse and those kinds of things. So, you know, the substance abuse is also another issue. I'm not sure if that's something that you can assist, you know, the veterans with in that.
I directly don't work with that, but we do have a veterans court here, for instance, that one of our partners work several of our partners work with that. And so we sometimes help with some other kinds of connections when it comes to, say, community services for those veterans that are in veterans court. So, yes, there's... there's all, again, going back to the partnerships, is critical for you to have a good understanding of what are the services in the area, who are the key people that can help with certain things so that you don't frustrate that veteran once more. And in rural areas, it's, the disabilities you mentioned is a big issue. In farmers in general have a higher rate of suicide rates than in urban people who live in urban areas, and there are veterans in that population, so that is a concern for us, definitely.
And then how does this connect to the family members? Because, you know, the veterans are maybe in a rural area, but they have a family they're, you know, supporting or helping. And how does that turn into, you know, tie into family services?
Yes, and sometimes there are extra things that those veterans may have, extra needs that they may have for their families. But I think in general, if they're also dealing with some kind of healthcare situation, like recently we had a veteran that had was dealing with cancer treatment, and so you kind of have to connect to the family sometimes because there are issues there with transportation. That we had something that we needed to access that veteran that day, and he just couldn't. And so we had to deal with the niece, and so not even the parents or the spouse, but someone that was even farther away in the relationship, because that was the person that lives the closest to this veteran that was providing transportation. So it can get complex sometimes in just getting one minor thing done so you can move forward with what they need to get done in their particular situation.
Yeah, and that there's an old saying that says, no job is done until the paperwork is done. So I'm not
exactly.
Sure. I'm wondering.
The paperwork, yeah, exactly.
So I'm wondering, you know, as veterans, you know, are, you know, leaving active duty service, or if they are, you know, already veteran status and, you know, they've out of the, you know, the services, you know, is there something they need to know about making sure they maintain the documentation? Mm-hmm. Does that help you? You know, in making sure that you make those connections for them?
I think veterans in general seem to have a good grasp that paperwork and bureaucracy is a common thing in life, which is not as common to the rest of Americans. But they do struggle because for the services that they need to access, it is, I'm always kind of surprised at all the kinds of things and the hurdles that they have to go through to just access basic things that to me are just, they deserve that. You know, they've done a lot in serving us, but how we as a society have moved forward in serving them when they come back to society, we're still learning and improving there, I think. And so there are so many services and so many people who want to help veterans. And there's also a lot of people who want to take advantage of them. So, again, it's, keeping this important connections and networks and making sure that you gain the trust, and then that they don't always understand how to navigate the system. Because, again, even though they're used to paperwork, there's just too much that they have to go through to get any basic thing sometimes.
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah, because that seems to be one of the things, is that that's usually a hold up for most veterans when they're trying to apply for any kind of benefit or trying to establish a causal connection, even for a disability status. That paperwork is so critical, you know, for them to have that.
And we've had veterans who have been sometimes years without access, and they had that right, and they just didn't know how to navigate the system, and that was what kept them blocked. And so that's kind of sad in a certain way. But we're definitely the legal team has done an amazing job in helping those veterans. We hope that in the future we can get a little bit more of financial support that we're seeking, so we can expand that service. Because definitely Missouri has a higher percentage of veterans per average than the national average. And so we do see this is an area where a lot of people are familiar with dealing with veterans. But again, accessing the services when they need it and what they need specifically doesn't come as natural and as easy as we would like to.
And so once someone is reaching out, is there a website they would go to or a telephone number they can call, you know, to get access?
We do have a couple of, there is one organization that's very good called Compass Quest, has done a very good job in bridging different organizations in the area. I think the biggest struggle we have is that there are several. We don't have like a centralized location. That is one of the things we're looking for the future, to have like a one-stop shop where for veterans where they can come and have several services all centralized, and we can refer them directly in the same building so they don't have to go somewhere else. So ideally, that's what's missing right now. There are different things that serve different areas. Some of them are funded with temporary funding, and some of them are with permanent funding. So that also makes a difference, because when the funding is done, then you have to know not to refer them there. So it gets tricky sometimes.
Oh, yes. I can imagine.
Okay. I always want to add that, you know, at the University of Missouri Law School, and I think the discussion by Maria really applies across the country in terms of what kind of assistance rural veterans need. But if somebody's looking for assistance, if they go online and just Google University of Missouri Veterans Clinic, they can our contact information comes up, and they can contact us at any time via phone or via email, and we always respond very quickly with any questions they might have. Another thing I would add in terms of veterans who are listening is, if you're thinking about anything related to a disability claim or discharge upgrade or any question you may have, go ahead and order your military records from the National Personnel Records Center so you have them before you even begin the process, because that can become delayed, and COVID has made it even more delayed. That would be one piece of advice I would give from the sort of lawyer aspect to it.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so we're running on low on time, but we have got to have you back again. This is such an important issue, because many of our veterans, you know, we cannot afford to, you know, not turn a blind eye to our rural veterans, because people living in the rural communities will keep this country together. And it's really a shame if we don't get those services out to them. So I want to applaud both of you for your service and, you know, making sure that our veterans are taken care of. But we're going to have you back again. But is there an email you were saying, Brent, for the Law Center?
Yeah, so probably the best email would be to send it to me. I have no problem giving my personal email, which is Filbert, that's FilbertB, as in boy, at Missouri.edu, Filbert B at Missouri.edu. Okay. If you have any questions related to the topics that Maria and I were talking about, or generally about if you're a veteran and are looking for some help.
Fantastic. Thank you again for your time. And we just ran out of time, but we're going to have you back again. And thank you for our partner, University of Missouri Law, School of Law. You are 100% effective, and we are so happy to have you with us partners. So we're going to move on to the next segment, but I want you to stay with us. We are still in gear and ready to move forward, so stay with us. War is not the answer.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.
Market, advertise, and sponsor your business with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, where information and resources are intentionally disseminated via radio, print, and social media. Call our office for more details at 312-803-2618.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group. I am proud to call Dick Durbin my personal friend of many years. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin has always demonstrated throughout his political career that he supports and cares very deeply for our Illinois military population and their family members.